from Detroit. This is the North American International Auto Show Press Days coverage. My name is Bob Lawrence. Thanks so much for joining me. Joining me right now on the program, I want to welcome two folks. Number one, our contributing reporter, Donna Barbera. Donna, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Great to be here again.
And also joining us is a gentleman from Chevrolet, where he is the marketing director for both the Silverado and the Colorado. And the gentleman's name is Tony Truelove. Tony, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Excellent. Do you get teased about your last name?
Not since grade school, huh?
Okay. All right, so it just shows where my mind is.
The women all think it's cute, right?
I like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, what do you think of that?
It sounds like a songwriter.
Exactly.
Or something.
Right.
Very good. Well, let's talk about all the exciting news. Certainly, General Motors has had so many announcements and so many big stories here at the show, but we haven't talked a whole lot about trucks, and certainly America loves trucks.
I sure do.
Tell us a little bit from the marketing perspective. How important is the Silverado to Chevrolet as well as the Colorado?
Silverado is the number one selling vehicle for all of General Motors, so it is extremely important. In fact, we had our best year back in 2011. Over 415,000 trucks were sold. That was the best year since 2008. So the economy's picking back up. Sales are picking back up. We're looking forward to a strong 2012 as well.
And again, it goes to show you, even with the price of gas, you know, hovering at, $3, $4, $5 a gallon,
right,
part of this year, Americans still love their trucks and they're buying them.
Yeah, they need the capabilities, regardless of what the fuel prices are. As long as they're stable, pickup sales are stable. It's the big fluctuations that we see, that really, make people a little skittish. But, people need the capabilities of the truck. You know, farmers, construction workers, things like that, those needs don't go away just because fuel gets a little bit more expensive. They will make trade-offs in other places of their lives.
Another thing that has changed in the last 20 years or so is the truck buyer. I mean, when I was growing up, people that bought trucks were primarily tradesmen, people who were working in construction, etc. But in the decades of the 90s and 80s as well, and 2000s, I mean, we see families now buying trucks and, in some cases, using it as a primary vehicle because trucks have really transformed.
Yeah, especially in places like Texas, it's the biggest truck market in the world. People grew up driving trucks. Their fathers and grandfathers drove trucks. So a lot of people in certain markets do use them as a sedan with a very large trunk, if you will. So, it's probably it's a decent mix of people who use them for family vehicles and also for their work.
Donna, have you ridden in some of the modern day pickup trucks? You can get everything under the sun.
I know. They're too big for me. And I was going to ask you, from a women's standpoint, how do you market trucks to women, or do you at all?
We make sure that we appeal to as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is that the women who drive pickups, mm-hmm, they like them for the size. You say that they're a little large.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are more comfortable with that size.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a smaller vehicle, the Chevrolet Colorado. It's
mm-hmm
the next size smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more appealing to women, but primarily, we're probably 80% of the buyers, 80% male.
Some of the trucks are hard to get into. We were talking earlier, and you need a stepladder in some cases to get into a truck, and you have to be careful how you dress as well. You wear a dress and high heels. That's very difficult to get in a truck.
Right. But we have things like assist steps, several different styles of assist steps to help entry and egress. But you're right, because of the capabilities, the guys need them a little higher off the road for ground clearance and things like that. So, form follows function, I guess.
That's right. There's something for everybody.
Tony, let's talk a little bit about 2012. Let's begin with the Silverado. This is a vehicle that's won numerous awards, and it's won a lot of awards. As a matter of fact, in the heavy-duty category. Before I ask you what's new for 2012, is the heavy-duty area of the marketplace growing, or is that my imagination?
It's actually been very consistent.
Okay.
Looking back over the last 10 years, the heavy duties range anywhere from 20 to 30% of the market, depending on the year. So when the economy is a little better, you know, it's more towards the 30% side. But it's actually very common, or very consistent. So maybe our imagination.
Let's talk about what's new with the Silverado for 2012. What kind of treats are in store for potential Silverado buyers?
Well, as we are working forward to a new Silverado, we refreshed the 2012 Silverado for this year. We put a new front-end appearance on our light-duty truck. We upgraded the interior, changed some interior colors. Provided trailer sway control, which is something that everybody looks forward to, a little safety feature for our light-duty trucks. That's a technology that we actually brought down from our heavy-duty. So we're bringing some of those technologies down to the light-duty to appeal to more people. But then on the heavy-duty, big thing for us this year is the capability improvements. We're now best in class in towing and payload. 7,215 pounds, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Is our maximum payload. That is that's a lot of stuff in a pickup box. But then for towing, we can tow up to 23,000 pounds.
Yeah, that is really significant,
that's
to say the
boat,
least.
Right?
That's a real big boat. Wow. So, towing is always, I would imagine, very much on the shopping list of any pickup truck buyer. Is that one of the attributes that they always look at?
More specifically for heavy duties, when we look at reasons for purchase between light duty and heavy duty, heavy duty is all about the capabilities of the truck. It's I need it to tow, I need it to haul, I need it to, you know, do something massive. On the light duty side, it's you get into more of the appearance, the value for the money, how long the warranty is, things like that. So a little bit different needs between the light duty and the heavy duty.
And explain to Donna a little bit about that sway control, because that's something really cool.
The trailer sway control, that is a feature that we use. It utilizes the stability control system built into the vehicle, and sensors detect when the trailer starts to sway. You know, that's not a feeling that you really want while you're towing a trailer.
You don't want to travel behind a trailer that's swerving either.
I was just going to say, I've seen that on the road, right, where the trailer's kind of walking all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fun place to be in. But what the trailer sway control will actually do is modulate the vehicle's brakes, front and rear, side to side. And if you have the trailer brake controller hooked up, it will actually activate the trailer brakes as well. So, you know, very safe feature, and instills a lot of confidence.
That's nice. I'm really glad to hear that.
Tell us about some of the other updates for the smaller vehicle, the Colorado.
Colorado, pretty carryover this year, to be honest with you. Still a great truck. Meets the needs of the midsize buyer, the midsize truck buyer. You know, they don't need all the capabilities of the full-size guys. They don't tow as much. They don't haul as much. It's more of a personal vehicle for them. But new colors for this year. Got a couple of new wheels. Pretty much here.
How important is styling to the pickup truck buyer? I would imagine it probably is a significant thing that they look at when purchasing a new vehicle. Chevrolet has a signature look for their pickup trucks, and I would imagine anytime you're doing an all-new model, you don't want to kind of drift too far from that kind of DNA that you have built in.
Right. Everybody has a picture of what a Chevy truck looks like or should look like in their mind, right? So styling is important. I think everybody, you know, deep down inside wants to drive a stylish vehicle.
Yeah.
But, it's for a pickup guy, it's about the capabilities of the truck, and it's about the warranty, really. We have a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That includes roadside assistance and courtesy transportation. We have a 6-year, 100,000-mile corrosion warranty. You look at all those warranties that we offer, and really provides peace of mind for a customer. And, you know, it's the best coverage. In 2013 model year, we'll be celebrating our 95th anniversary for pickups.
That is really significant. I'm sure you'll have some special celebrations for that.
It's been fun, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really have enjoyed our conversation. Tony Truelove, the marketing manager for both the Colorado as well as the Silverado, thanks for joining us here at our broadcast locale.
Thanks for having me.
And Donna, thank you for riding a shotgun on this one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 61%. Don't wait another day. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We're here at the recently concluded press days of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. I'm alongside Frank Saucedo, who is General Motors Director of Advanced Design for GM of California. Frank, it's great to see you. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Last time we were out in your home base, the City of Angels. Now we're in Motown, and you've got two really cool vehicles introduced here, both Chevrolets. And before we tell folks about the vehicles specifically, I understand these vehicles are a result of a lot of research that you've done over a number of years. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start.
About 2 years ago, we started something called the Youth Initiative, and it was not so much to go clinic as we typically would a property. We started talking to the youth and basically went out to colleges, UCLA, Pepperdine, on both coasts, West Coast, East Coast, and also high schools. And we were asking them, you know, well, how do you live? What's important to you? What's important to you as the brands? You know, what brands resonate with them? And we found out some interesting stuff. We found out that as Chevrolet was acknowledged, they knew trucks, and they knew Bumblebee, and they knew a Camaro. They didn't know the Corvette was a Chevy. So it was really a learning process for us. And, you know, they said one of the things we learned is we're not where they are. So we needed to be more in touch with them. And that's why the two vehicles we did is part of a program where we're trying to elicit their opinion on what they're looking for, what are their needs, what do they think about design. And because, again, you know, usually what I think most large companies do is give them what they think. So for us, it started 2 years ago, and then we came up with eight scenarios. And these were the first two scenarios that actually resonated the best. We went back to the youth with some imagery, and then we produced these cars for the show here in Detroit.
Excellent. Let's talk about these two Chevrolets. They've got some interesting names, to say the least. The Chevy Code 130R. What does that mean?
Code, and that's a little bit, the name kind of was driven from two sides of the house, marketing and design.
Okay.
Code kind of like the code, someone that has a code in their life. And really, what we liked was the 130R actually speaks to a turn on the very famous Formula One track in Japan, Suzuka.
Okay.
I think it's number two or three.
Yeah.
It's a curve, and it's called 130R. It's a right-hand turn. So,
oh, wow.
And again, these cars are both with youth looking for a coupe aesthetic, but they wanted a true four-place car because they want to take people places. So these were the little things that we were learning. It's like, well, you build a coupe and I can only carry one person. I'm not the most popular person in my group. So
interesting, yeah. And it's surprising when I stop and think about it. I mean, back, 100 years ago when I was in high school, to have a coupe, you're a lot cooler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like two's company, three's a crowd. But it seems like now the younger people, they want to travel in larger groups.
In packs, almost. It's interesting because I think that our perception is that they're so into texting, internet, you know, generation. Because we basically looked at people from 11 to 30. And our core was kind of 16 to 25. And they grew up with the internet. They grew up texting. And they text in the middle of the night. They text, you know, all times during the day.
True.
But when they do get together, they do it as a group.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is an aspect we didn't realize. And I think it's something that we're still learning. And the idea between these two cars, and we've done digitally two interiors to be used in kiosks to get feedback. And there's two more interiors. We're going to have those out. And the goal is to take them all over the U.S. and globally, basically, and get feedback. And not only take them to events like South by Southwest, but on college campuses, maybe even high schools. We really want to get true feedback and have them give us an honest opinion of what we're doing, because that's the whole idea. If we can capture this market, it's a tremendous, you know, large market. I think it's over 30 million possible potential buyers that are coming of the age of 30. So if you can tap that, I think you'll do well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to me when you stop and think about it, like you said a little bit earlier, that some of these young folks don't even realize that the Corvette is a Chevrolet. There's a lot of education that needs to be done, and like you say, there's a lot of education on the other end. You need to, as an automaker, you know, get with these folks and find out what the younger people are into. And certainly, as you pointed out, connectivity is such a major thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, back when you and I were in school, it was all about, you know, how many horsepower did you have? What kind of a vehicle, you know, how did it handle? But when it comes to the younger folks, it's more about how many devices they can hook up.
Yeah. And again, too, you know, you think, you know, as a company, we're definitely concerned about safety, especially in young adults driving, but they were as well. You know, they said they want this to be easy. I want to be able to dock my iPhone, my BlackBerry, whatever they're using, a Droid, and then be able to use it seamlessly. And we have that with the MyLink. It does do that. And then voice recognition. As we go forward, you know, what else are we looking at? How can we tie OnStar into it? How can we make it vehicle safe but still get the same level of LinkedIn, you know, that you would have? So it's really interesting. I think that's one part of it, that through the HMI on the interiors that we did, we try to make it so that screens can be used by both driver and pilot, or pilot and passenger, and so that it's social, but it's still safe.
Very good. Very well said. Let's talk about the other vehicle that was unveiled here at the North American International Auto Show. Another Chevy concept vehicle. This one's called the True 140S. And there's an interesting story behind that name.
Well, True is kind of like true to what it is. It's authentic, you know, and that's been what Chevy's brand's been about. Mm-hmm. 140 relates to 1.4 EcoTec turbo engine that we have in it, and that's obviously sport. Again, it's another interpretation of a true four-place coupe. On, you know, we kind of had the two personalities that we initially kind of developed with the two young designers that worked in the car. One, the 140S, was more of this kind of affordable exotic. Its profile is very sleek and almost super cab forward, almost looked mid-engine when we first started. The second car, the 130R, was a little bit more muscular, it's a true three box. You know, in our day, the 2002, the Datsun 510,
yeah,
it has that on it, but it's on steroids. And again, too, it has that a little bit of classic proportion, but the design, I feel, is a modern interpretation of it, and it definitely is a Chevy. A little bit of, we call it functional muscle. So, you know, but you can seat four in it, and it can be a social vehicle.
Frank, it sounds like you've had a lot of fun with this project.
Oh, most definitely. And I think, you know, it's interacting with the students, and it has helped me relate to my two teenage sons. I have a 17, 19-year-old. You know, and I brought them in the studio, and I go, well, which one? You know, at first they were both kind of one or the other, and then they both landed actually on the 130R. And what we're kind of seeing is that the younger kids, like the millennials, seem to like the one red car, the 130R, and the white is more for the baby boomers. So it's like, it's very interesting.
And it's interesting, too, the 130R reference. I would imagine probably that evolved out of video games.
Absolutely. I think it's a little bit too much Gran Turismo and with the designs of our young designers. So it was funny. We were watching something, and they can tell you, they play it way more than I do, but they can tell you that's that track, and now this is that turn. I go, okay, very good. I feel educated.
Very good. Will folks be able to check these concept vehicles out online in any particular spot?
Yes, you know, if you go to Chevy, there'll be a link to the concepts. If you just actually type in Chevy concept coupes, North America International Auto Show, you'll find them easy.
Well, Frank, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Congratulations. I can't wait to check these out in person and look forward to getting you back with us here on the program soon.
Thank you again for having me, Bob. It's been great.
We'll take a time out, and then more coming your way from the Motor City. I'm Bob Long.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the floor of the 2012 North American International Auto Show, my name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here. I'm sitting alongside right now a special guest from General Motors. It's my pleasure to welcome Jim Federico, who is the vehicle line executive for small and electric vehicles for General Motors. Hey there. It's great to see you, Jim. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, it certainly has been a great year of success for the folks at General Motors with a variety of products. Let's begin by talking about the Cruze from Chevrolet. Not only has this vehicle done well here in the United States, but this vehicle, I understand, has done well all over the world.
That's right. Since we started making this generation of the Cruze, we've already sold over 1 million vehicles worldwide.
Wow, 1 million vehicles
over
worldwide.
1 million vehicles.
So North America, is that the number one place, or who's leading the charge?
Actually, if you look at the Asia, is probably, depending on when you take a look at the numbers, is number one. U.S., we just completed North America. We built 231,000 and sold those in the last year. We also, in the other regions, we have a station wagon version, a hatchback version, in addition to the four-door sedan.
That's fantastic. Another vehicle which I understand has rolled out quite well, a very stylish, very well-equipped small car. It's the Sonic from Chevrolet. Tell us the success story there.
Yep, so far so good. The Sonic, too. Also, we started that in a few other countries first, in Asia and Europe, and it's been doing well. But very quickly after that, we started production here. In fact, the only U.S. small car or domestic small car built in the United States. So it's right not too far away from where we are here at the Orion Assembly Plant in Lake Orion. So we have that. And, oh, by the way, in that same assembly plant is the Buick Verano, which I'm sure you want to talk about, too. So Sonic has taken off quite well. The press, the journalists are considering it one of the best small cars produced. And we have both a hatchback and a notchback. So both of them are taking off quite well, probably a 50-50 split, and a much younger demographic, which we were interested in.
Certainly, it's very important to attract the younger demographics, and you guys seem to be doing that with a wide variety of products. And a lot of conquest buyers seem to be coming over to General Motors, and that's good news.
Yep. Especially in the Buick world, mm-hmm. A lot of conquest buyers. And as you're familiar with, we just launched not that many weeks ago the new Buick Verano,
mm-hmm.
And that's a luxury compact, which today, domestically in North America, the only companies that have really been in there has been the Volvos, the Audis, and so on. So
mm-hmm.
We believe we're the first true domestic to come in with a luxury compact sedan. The Verano fits really, really well, and we believe as that market grows, people are interested in a beautiful, quiet, well-balanced fuel economy versus acceleration, premium execution car. The Verano stands really tall. So real pleased. And now we're adding, which we'll reveal here tomorrow, the new Encore, the Buick Encore, which will be a small crossover, a small luxury crossover. Again, our market, we think, today is sort of empty relative mm-hmm. to North America, but we also see it growing and growing at a decent rate. And again, we're going to be the first domestic in there. And actually, even the true competition for this type of vehicle really sits in mm-hmm. Europe today. It's really more in a Audi Q3 or mm-hmm. or a BMW X1. It's really not here, even though we have to believe eventually they will come. And we'd like to get a foothold on that, and we're real pleased. You'll see that tomorrow as a good reveal, and a lot more details on it. But as we look at the Buick customers, we think they can come in and say, I love the idea of this new Buick, quiet, beautiful, well-balanced, premium, and I don't know if I want a luxury sedan or a luxury crossover, so we'll have those at the small side and all the way up to the large. In other words, the Enclave and the LaCrosse. And in the middle is our true sports sedan, which is the Regal, like the new Regal GS.
And the Regal GS is certainly a vehicle that has surprised lots of journalists with their reviews, and I would imagine you're probably getting some great feedback from some of the new buyers. I imagine a lot of conquest buyers. This is a Buick that we haven't seen perhaps ever from the brand.
That's correct. And the conquest buyers for LaCrosses, for the Regals, has been probably one of the largest we've had in any of our divisions. So it's very, very encouraging, and we believe we've hit the mark. I think the brand characteristics we put in these new Buicks is here to stay.
Let's talk about a vehicle which has taken home so many awards over the last year, and that's the Chevrolet Volt. There's been some mixed reports about the sales of the vehicle, but I know that you're building it in pretty small quantities. Kind of set the record straight. How has the Volt been doing?
Actually, from a sales perspective, many of us didn't expect it to go like a rocket. It's a new technology. Still to this day, many people are having a hard time understanding that it's an electric vehicle with an extended range gasoline engine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough for them to understand, and when are they interested. And so we knew it would be a slow growth, and the slow growth is occurring. We finished up the year approximately 8,000 total built in sales. We also throughout the year you know, went from a small number of states to finally all the states that you can buy it in. Still to this day, every dealer just has one or two vehicles outside of normal ordering. So there's not a lot out there. We went through some fun in the last month or so relative to some concerns out of our brothers in NHTSA and others. We've now been through that and reacting appropriately, and every car is still doing well. Even through some of that, the sales through the month of December barely had a dip. So we're pretty pleased, and we think we are both capacity and continued education to the public of what this vehicle is all about puts us in a pretty good position for this new year, 2012. At the same time, as you may have heard from Mark Royce, President of North America, we will continue to align demand with capacity or capacity with demand.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. Sounds like it's an exciting time to be at General Motors, an invigorated General Motors. I've talked to a number of executives today, and it seems like all you guys are really excited about what's going on.
Yeah, I think it is a new GM. I'll call it the best of the old with a lot of new. And many of us that have been around a long time couldn't be more excited.
That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unique things that you've been doing in the areas of reaching out to younger folks. You've been clinicking, I understand, a lot of vehicles with some really young demographics.
Yes, we actually have, if you saw the Chevrolet reveal this morning, we actually have a couple models that we've been working with the definitely under 30 crowd, as they call the new group, the Millenniums. And we've been getting a lot of input. If you go back to what we did, I want to say it was four years ago or so, where we came out and we had, both on the internet and the shows, we had a Chevy Beat, Chevy Track. Chevy
oh, yeah,
Groove.
I remember those, yeah.
And remember, we reached out for input on the internet, right down to naming, to what the car should have, which one looked like the best styling. We're taking that to the next level, and we're utilizing this set of vehicles. So you may have saw the R130 and the 140 and so on, and it is information that we've been dealing with a very strong and influential group of younger, less than 30 demographic potential buyers. What are they looking for in a vehicle? Right down to what kind of a propulsion system, what type of value, price, interior, exterior, connectivity, how they work with their phones, and we've got excellent input to the point of you saw a couple of our concept design models based on their input. And we will continue to work with them. It sets us up with great knowledge for our next generation version of almost all our small cars, because their interest is huge in small cars.
Well, it's all good news. And, Frank, I want to thank you very much for stopping by our broadcast locale and telling us all about it. We look forward to getting out there on the floor and checking it out.
Okay, Bob, thank you much for the time.
We'll step aside, and then more coming your way. From Detroit, I'm Bob Long.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, any time you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the 2012 North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. I am sitting alongside a couple of special folks. First, let's welcome the partner and editor-in-chief of Vroom Girls. It's my pleasure to welcome Tara Weingarten to the broadcast. Hey there, Tara. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And also joining us is from the great city of Detroit, veteran broadcast journalist Donna Barbera. Donna, how you doing?
Thank you, Bob. Very well.
Well, Tara, let's talk all about this new project, which I understand is taking off by leaps and bounds. It's called VroomGirls.com. How did you get the idea to do this?
For 17 years, I was the weekly automotive critic for Newsweek. And I spent these 17 years driving everything that Detroit and Germany and England and Sweden made. And so I have this collective library of the automotive world. And as I was going along, I always was, or quite frequently, was the only woman at these automotive launches. They were dominated by men, and as a result, the coverage tends to be in the way that men like cars.
Mm-hmm.
There's horsepower talk, there's engine displacement, there's
torque.
Yes. And I like torque too, but it's not the only thing I like. And, you know, also the eye candy tends to be the cars. And, you know, when women are shopping for a new car, we look at a whole bunch of things that really men don't even think about. And design, quite often, is the leading thing that women look at. They look at safety. They look at whether or not it's practical, how their life is going to fit into the car. The men look at how fast is that? How does it handle? They don't really care if the kids' car seats really are going to latch properly in the back. And so we, my partner Marjorie and I, started this website with the thought that it is Motor Trend, as if it's edited by Oprah or Martha Stewart, to be, you know, a very serious website with great reviews, but we present the car reviews in a very different way and a much softer way, hopefully relevant to the way women shop for cars.
That sounds so cool, and I can relate. I mean, being a later in life dad, trying to buy a, number one, I'll confess, I never owned a four-door car in my life until I bought the family car, and getting a car that would accommodate, you know, the baby seat, the infant seat, was a big deal, because you have to fold that basket handle down, and it takes out the front seat in most cars.
Exactly.
And then the poor child is strapped in like she's going to the moon. But it's something you don't think about until you experience it.
We decided that there was this void out there when women are shopping for a car. They may Google, they may say, you know, I really like the look of that new Range Rover. And they may Google it, and it'll take them basically to websites or magazines that are written predominantly by men.
Yeah.
And they don't really have a destination magazine, and I use the term for my online magazine, Room Girls, but they don't have a destination place to go first. So they'll Google a car rather than going, and my whole hope is that when women are shopping for cars, they'll come to broomgirls.com, and we have real reviews written by authentic automotive journalists, people who've worked for Motor Trend, the Los Angeles Times, you know, I worked at Newsweek.
Mm-hmm.
We have real honest reviews, just as Motor Trend would have, but again, written, you know, in a softer way.
Makes sense. What do you think, Donna?
I think it's a great idea. It's long coming. I have said for years that women have been ignored. And when I used to do interviews here, when I covered the auto show over the years for the radio station I worked at, and I would talk to the men about, well, what about the women? What about, I remember specifically asking one of the guys, we want a place to put our purse. And he didn't get it. Now, you would get that.
Are you kidding? it sounds frivolous and silly, mm-hmm. but it really isn't. We have a purse every single day with us, and it really does matter. It's not even just the purse. It's also, I'm shorter. I'm 5'3". I have issues of visibility out the window.
Yes.
And so I, you know, there's, if a guy is like 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet tall, and he's testing a car, and he doesn't see blind spots, I may have blind spots that he doesn't have. I'm going to bring that up in my story because, you know, women tend to be shorter. And mm-hmm. there are certain issues that are pertinent to us. Yes, the purse is a big deal, but there's so many things about it. You know, also, here's another thing. A lot of the car companies are coming out with 10 airbags now.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's really creeping up. I think that's great. I might showcase that higher up in my story and say that this new car has 10 airbags. Whereas if you read that in a men's publication, that might be way below, again,
in the fine print.
Yeah. Because they don't think they're going to crash anyway.
No.
What do I need airbags for?
And even if they do, they're not going to get hurt. So.
I mean, we're just different, just in the way that there's a men's health and a women's health magazine.
Yeah.
We're just different. And yet we both drive, you know, there's a family car and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it's interesting, here we are at the Detroit Auto Show, and to make this pertinent to this, I'm walking around and I'm looking at the new Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a really cool looking car.
Yes.
I bet no women are ever going to buy that car. It looks like a boy's dream of a, you know, racy, And that's not to say that women don't love that, because I think women should be driving Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
Yes.
I really do.
So do
yeah.
I.
I really do. But there is something about certain cars, the way they look, where they sort of are polarizing to women, I think, and they almost look too threatening or menacing.
Mm-hmm. We're just talking about that.
Is that right?
Yes. The boss.
Yeah,
the boss
we were talking about the
yes.
rebirth of the American muscle cars.
Yes.
And we were talking
menacing.
About, you know, the various aspects of certain vehicles, and Donna was saying the boss was kind of mean looking, and
design
is a critical element for both sexes, actually.
Yes.
But you know,
what do you think men look for in design?
Well, the average consumer, let's put it that way, probably isn't so concerned with design. I mean, they want functionality, and they want something that's pleasing to the eye, maybe looks more expensive than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more of an auto enthusiast like myself, you know, I would give up some functionality and some usability for something that's a little bit more striking. And I, too, being on the shorter side of things, you know, I'll give up backseat headroom because mainly I'm just carrying around myself, my wife, and my child, and that's it. So
yes.
it isn't an issue so much for me. So.
Yeah, and it certainly isn't for me.
Exactly.
But, I agree with you, and I happen to be a departure from most women because I am an enthusiast, so mm-hmm. I am more male in that way, but I recognize that most women don't have that
yeah.
the way I do.
Yeah.
But the design thing, I think, with women, and I agree with you, for the most part, if you just look at... it's Bob Carter. I was cheering Bob Carter from Toyota.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. If you just, the average consumer is going to buy, you know, I mean, Camry. Look, Camry is a really good example of
yes.
a bread and butter car that doesn't lead with design. I mean, it has, the new one has great design.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's going to buy that car because.
No. Yeah, they don't write songs about cameras.
No. And so I think you're absolutely right that most people don't buy cars on with design as the leading thing. But
more people should. They need to be educated. This is a thing. I mean, there's a generation of 20 years that so many cars were just plain boring and
yeah.
dull.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there's no reason why you can't have an affordable car that isn't, you know, geeky looking or weird looking. It can
be
beautiful.
The Hyundai Veloster. They
yeah.
did a great job with
they
that.
They did, and it's an affordable car.
Absolutely.
And the Mustang.
The Mustang's
a great
car.
And
yeah.
it's affordable.
It is. Yeah, definitely.
The design doesn't, it shouldn't be an added cost.
No.
Not
it
at
shouldn't
all.
Be a premium. I mean,
yeah.
you shouldn't have to buy an Aston Martin to have a beautiful-looking car.
You're
you know?
Right. I agree.
They should all be beautiful.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, look at some
it's
of
like
the...
It's like buying clothes,
look
right?
At,
yes.
Look
what?
At some of the things that the Koreans have done, like Kia. Kia with the Optima. I mean, Peter... I like to say his name. Mm. Peter Schreier. You know, former lead designer for Audi.
Yes.
Now, he's done a wonderful job with some products. The Kia Optima is a perfect example of a family S sedan that looks sexy.
Yes, you absolutely.
Know? You know?
And it appeals to men and women.
Exactly. Equally. Well, Tara, we're going to make you a regular contributor to our broadcast here. We want to thank you so much for joining us here in Detroit. Once again, it's vroomgirls.com. Tara Weingarten, partner, editor-in-chief, along with your partner, Marjorie Hawkins, thanks so much for being part of our broadcast.
Thank you. This was fun.
And Donna, thank you for adding your 2 cents worth here.
My pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.